Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
We're here at the Isle of Wight Festival. I'm joined by Louise as well, and we just bumped into my university lecturer, Ben Ullman. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Amy. Lovely to see you and lovely to be here. Thank you for taking the time to have a chat.
So, how have you been enjoying the festival?
I've been enjoying the good weather and the lovely food, but importantly, I think it's very important to say that I've been really taken aback by like how many local businesses have been supported here and organisations. You've got Mountbatten, the Bowler, St Catharines. Obviously, in my capacity working at Platform One, our stage is up and running. Lots of local musicians are playing and performing, very young musicians, following the footsteps, hopefully, of bands like Wet Leg. I think it's been really, really cool. So, yeah, the sun is shining, the drinks are flowing, and the music's playing. So, it's all very, very cool.
Yeah. Who are you looking forward to seeing at the festival?
Excellent question. I'm really looking forward to seeing The Cure. I know that's an obvious thing to say, but I think they're an amazing band.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to play hit after hit. And, yeah, they're just such an iconic band. And to see them on the Isle of Wight, literally, you know, a few steps away from where we all live, I think it's a real cool vibe. I think it's great. Really looking forward to that.
So you recently released an EP as well.
Oh, yes. Thank you for mentioning that. I'm not headlining the Isle of Wight Festival just yet.
It'll come.
Yeah, you never know. Fingers crossed. But no, it's been a lovely journey for me to release some music. And I'd like to take it out live eventually. I'm working on my voice and my vocal chords, my vocal abilities. So yeah, I'd love to take it live. I'm just getting used to singing in front of a microphone at the tender age of 45. So you never know what tomorrow will bring. So to play some sunny stages next year, I would very much enjoy that opportunity. So if anyone's listening, John, if you're around, hook me up.
Yeah. So how long have you worked at Platform One now? A long time.
Well, before you were born.
Wow, yeah.
So I've been working, it's our 25th anniversary this year at Platform One, as you might know at Vectis Radio.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
A big shout out to David and Peter, who, you know, run the place and do such a great job of directing it, and, you know, all the staff. I just thought I'd shout that out. but yeah, I've been working there now for, I think it's about 22 years. So,
wow.
I a lot of the current staff at Platform One I knew from when they were very young, and actually taught them at some point. Bored them silly with like talk of the Beatles and a lot of other bands. They've all grown up now, and they're amazingly talented. So yeah, there's a good squad there, and the students are brilliant, and it's all about the students. Platform One is very student focused, so
yeah,
you know, we're really proud of their achievements. There's loads of great students playing today and tomorrow, and you've got Fugo kids on tomorrow lunchtime. So we have that really brilliant relationship with the Isle of Wight Festival, where kids can come and play and perform on the big stage and get that experience. So yeah, it's a massive celebration for us this year.
Yeah, and there's a White Noise every year as well, and that's a big opportunity for local musicians. Yeah,
absolutely, you're spot on. And I think, you know, anyone who wants to get a real insight into what it's like as part of the live sector at a professional level, to have that ambition to play, you know, it's up for grabs. I think if you're a good band and you've got a good sound and a good look and a good social space, which is very important nowadays, obviously, then you've got a chance to play in at the big stages. And hopefully that'll inspire, you know, people that get those opportunities to take it further and progress with their careers. So, yeah.
Yeah. Are there any Platform One students you'd like to give a shout out to, or you think are ones to watch?
It's a big question. It's like judging a baby competition as a midwife, isn't it?
Oh,
it's like,
yeah.
If you can't choose favourites.
No, you can't choose favourites, no.
But, I mean, I really like Willow Fly. They've worked very hard this year.
Yeah, I like Willow Fly too.
I saw a bit of Georgia's set yesterday, and Georgia's one of our alumni.
Mm-hmm.
The guys did a great job. I just saw her actually with some of the guys from Platform doing a Paramore tribute in the Electrolove, which is awesome. Willow Fly. I'm stuck for words now. And
there's
so many, sorry, a bit
on the spot.
But I think they're all very, very good.
Yeah, they're all so talented. I love Ruby as well. Ruby's great.
Oh, Ruby is a star, and she works so hard. And, you know, she understands what it is to, you know, work as a young musician and try and cross the soul and get a bit of traction on the mainland. And
yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people like Ruby, there's a lot of people like Willowfly, so can't mention them all, so sorry guys, but...
Yeah, there's just so many, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Platform One does a great job of nurturing local musicians and local talent, and yeah.
Yeah, we've got the facilities, and, you know, you don't have to move over to the mainland to do anything, mm-hmm. you know, that you can't do here. Obviously, we still see London as the main space, the main place for music, but, you know, if you look at Wet Leg and, you know, other artists recently, like your Grade 2s and Coach Parties and the like, and Panda Swim and all these great young bands that are doing stuff, they can do it, you know, on the ground we're standing on here, and not literally right where we're standing, but, you know, in Newport or, you know, the wider island. And I think we should be very proud of that. You know, we've got a great scene here, and I think that's so important to celebrate. And it comes to a, you know, a point where you're at the Alloy Festival, it's like, everyone deserves to be here. It's great. And you're playing, aren't you?
I am.
You're going to throw that in there?
Yeah, I'm playing tomorrow.
Yeah,
Platform One stage.
Amy Jolliffe. Yeah. are you playing solo or with the band?
With the band.
Excellent. Yeah.
Lovely.
Okay. So Amy's a bit of a veteran of the Alloy music scene now.
Yeah, this is my sixth time on the Platform One stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and deservedly so. So yeah, I mean, like people like yourself, people, you know, who are playing in cover bands or playing original music, there's opportunities for everyone, which is a lovely thing.
Yeah, thank you so much for chatting with us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Ben.
Have a good festival.
Thank you.
Thank you.